Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello everybody, welcome back to Confessions of a 30-something Drama Queen, your weekly girl therapy session with me, Susie Binaldi, a girl who should not be dishing out any form of therapy ever, but here we are. Today, I have the ultimate confession. I actually have two confessions. One of them is a big one. One of them makes me sound psychotic, and honestly, I'm not even ashamed of it. My ability to be an utter psycho is actually something I really enjoy about myself. Is that weird? That's maybe a bit weird, isn't it? But anyway, I'll leave that one until a little bit later. Let's kind of like warm up a bit before we go in raw. My first confession that I have for you today is that I hate Hindus. I hate the word Hindu. Like, it sends a shiver down my spine. I go cold. My blood runs cold. The color drains from my face. I hate them. I just hate them. I hate the name Hindus, which is why I will be using the term bachelorette. Throughout my marital era, my premarital era, what do we call it? I don't know, whatever. I will be using the term bachelorette trip. I will be over there with the Americans, you guys. Some of the wording you use for things like romper, I don't understand. However, I am with you on this one. Bachelorette sounds much nicer. Also, everyone knows what I'm talking about when I say bachelorette, because everyone knows what our American friends are talking about. We all know. Whereas when you go to France and you say I'm on a Hindu, they don't know what you're talking about. So in terms of clear communication, I shall be using the term bachelorette, but also it doesn't make me want to go and hide in a corner and run away. Because let's face it, the UK Hindu situation, it's a bit wild. Maybe it's just me, but I cannot be the only person that dreads the thought of going on Hindus. I will do anything to get out of a Hindu. I'm not even joking. I'm not being overdramatic. I will literally do anything. For a long time, I would say most of my 20s, I didn't go to any Hindu I was invited on. And I know that might sound slightly weird, given the fact that I have obviously mentioned that I will be having a bachelorette trip. I know. The hypocrisy. I know. And I need to explain myself. So that is what we are doing in today's episode. We are going to be discussing all things bachelorette related today. My favorite and my least favorite topic to talk about, all wrapped into one. But I have a lot to say. There's a lot of backstory to why I don't like hens. So we are going to start by taking a trip down memory lane, and I am going to explain to you why I don't like them, what I'm doing differently, the psychotic thing that I did surrounding my bachelorette trip, and my plans for my bachelorette. So the year is 2010, or maybe it's 2011. The 2 years kind of get mixed up in my brain. Somewhere around that point, I was working in marketing, and I thought it would be a great idea to go into the events industry. I was doing a little bit of that in my corporate job. I really enjoyed organising corporate events, and I wanted a real specific events coordination role to get myself into that side of the industry. So I saw a job organising stag and hen do's, and I thought, yeah, sounds great. Sounds so fun. Yeah, sounds so fun, right? It was the worst 2 months of my life. And yes, you heard me right, 2 months, because I very quickly got myself out of that situation. It was not the environment for me. It was not the job for me. I actually think, looking back now, I would be fine in that job, but it was too much for me at the age of, God, how old was I? I must have been 21. I didn't really like drinking. I didn't get party culture, so I didn't really get stag and hen culture, which is definitely a factor that followed my dislike of them throughout the majority of my 20s. I wasn't a big party girl in my early 20s. I really wasn't good at drinking. I didn't enjoy it. My body didn't respond well to it, so I didn't really get the vibe. Also, the wedding industry and every industry surrounding it can be very intense. It's very emotional. There's many a bridesmaid, mother of the bride, best man, usher, groomsman, you name it, they have shouted down the phone at someone organizing a stag and hen do for them. And that was pretty much my entire day to day for 2 months. It was so intense. But when I look back at the way some of these events companies function, I completely understand why. But at the same time, I did not want to spend my days being shouted at. Shout out to anyone that has to work in the events industry, customer service, with people in general. It was not the job for me. Now, little did I know that I would end up influencing, and 10 years later, I'd be being sent death threats online. So turns out there's abuse everywhere you go. But anyway, that's not the point. I'm in a really weird mood today. I'm so sorry. So I really didn't enjoy that job, and I have to be honest, it just put me off the entire concept of a stag and hen in general. I also didn't enjoy the traditional elements of a UK hen, like the very, I don't know what the word is, like, I'm going to stick with traditional. If you're not from the UK, it might be a little bit different. I'm obviously from the UK, so I can only speak from my perspective, but over here there's lots of feather boas and learner plates and weird headgear, butlers in the buff, heavy, heavy drinking. But now we've also started to adopt a few Americanisms in terms of there being themes, which can be very fun, but I'm not good at being told what to do, you guys. This is partly it. I'm not very good at being told what to do. And it's basically at least one entire day where I have no right to choose. There's no freedom of choice. The menus are often set. Like, I just, it's not an environment that I thrive in. And I think that probably says more about me and like how much of a fun sponge I probably am to some people. But it is a bit of a weird one, especially because the cost of the days are normally so high as well. And for me as a bride, it's just not something I subscribe to. It's not something I wanted my bridesmaids to be getting involved in. It just didn't, doing it in a really traditional way did not feel right to me. I also just don't really love the dynamics of them. Like, often people invite quite a lot of their friends or extended friend groups, or just, it ends up being quite a large group of people, and either you get subgroups within this large group, or you sometimes end up with people that just don't know each other at all. And for me as an introvert, I've always found this really difficult, this element of it, because I really struggle with new people. I struggle to make small talk. I also struggle as an influencer. It's a very niche issue, but like sometimes it can be a bit weird meeting new people. There's like a weird vibe when they find out what your job is. So I really struggle just in social situations in general, but especially on a hen do where you are spending a lot of time together quite intensely, like especially if it's a trip away. It's such an intense experience, and you're just kind of expected to thrive in that environment, and it's just so not for me. So over the years, I have turned down so many hen do's because I just don't want to not be the life and soul. Like, if I can't give 100% to someone, I just don't want to show up and maybe not be like the vibe, and then I don't want to ruin it for other people if I'm just not vibing. I feel really awkward saying this because I think there's probably so many people that are just listening to this, like, you should just man up and get on with it. But I cannot, okay? I'm a delicate flower. I cannot man up and get on with it. I just can't. My energy is very contagious as well. It's both my strength and my weakness. Like, I can make people feel really good. Like, so many people have said when I walk into a room, they can tell what mood I'm in before I even, like, look at them, say anything. My energy is very, what's the word, palpable? But it also works the other way, where if I walk into a room and I am in a bad mood, you can feel it. And it's something I really try to turn off, but sometimes you just can't. And sometimes if you're just feeling really, really awkward and like you just want to go into your shell, you don't want to be rude and leave. So you just kind of, it's so awkward. I can't. I'm not even making sense. It's so awkward. And if you're an extrovert and you thrive in social situations, you will not understand what I'm saying. The introverts will understand what I'm saying without me even having to finish the sentence. So basically, the blanket rule for years has been, unless you're a best friend, I will not be coming. Because quite often, if they're my best friends as well, I normally know at least a few people that are coming on the hen. Now, there is one exception to this rule, and this is actually the hen that changed everything for me. My friend Lucy, who is now my sister-in-law-to-be, she got married last year to my brother-in-law-to-be. That's the situation there. That's the connection. She was having her hen do last year and I was asked to go on it the year before. I had a lot of notice and I was thinking, God, this is so much notice. Like, can I break my leg? What can I do to get out of this hen do? And Ryan is sat there next to me like, you are going on this hen do. I love you to bits, but I'm putting my foot down. You can't not go on this hen do. She's one of your closest friends. She's literally going to be family. Are you being serious? Are you actually genuinely considering trying to find a way out of this hen do? My answer to that was, of course, yes. Yes, I am. I literally haven't been to one since Victoria McGrath got married in 2019. That was my last hen. I'd had some bad experiences with groups of girls since then. So I really didn't want to be in a situation with, was it 18 girls on Lucy's hen? 18 girls. So yes, Ryan, I was considering breaking a leg, giving myself food poisoning, literally anything, you name it, I was considering it. But he put his foot down. Very sexy, but also my worst nightmare, all rolled into one. Now, don't get me wrong. I love the bride. She is one of my favorite people on earth, but I knew literally no one going on this hen. It was a very traditional vibe. We were going to Liverpool, big group of girls, an apartment that literally had beds like the Seven Dwarfs. Like, I'm not being overdramatic. Single beds, think two bedrooms in this like apartment situation. And within all of them are single beds lined up. Like, I actually think half of them were just pushed together. It was giving Disney, it was giving the Seven Dwarfs. Apart from the fact that it was in Liverpool, this could not be further from my idea of being a good time. There were activities, there was Pop World on the itinerary. It was completely out of my comfort zone. A literal baptism by fire. Oh, it was also booked through a company like the one I used to work for. So I was also dreading it because I was like, wait, what can go wrong? Because these companies, I don't really recommend them. Like, I know if you're strapped for time, they are great. However, these companies also suck because they will tell you they've made bookings and they'll tell you that you are confirmed for these bookings. However, a lot of the times when you call the clubs to confirm the VIP tables and bookings that you have made for your client, the clubs do not pick up. So if, my friends, you are booking your hen, or maybe your partner's doing their stag through a middleman company, just let me tell you, if you have got VIP entry to a club, take it with a pinch of salt, because there's a very good chance you are not on the list. Because guess what happened in Liverpool as well, by the way, on this hen? Turned up to Pop World, VIP entry. Were we on the list? No. Surprise, surprise. We were not on the list. On top of that, there were also themes, which actually they were nice themes. They weren't bad, like dress code themes at all. We weren't dressing up like Mario and Luigi, thank God. It was also two nights in a major city going out to begin with. The itinerary actually got tweaked in the end and taken away from like being 2 days of solid drinking, which I was so grateful for. And so whilst sweating, I RSVP'd to this hen do Knowing that I knew one person, the bride, which gives me anxiety because you don't want to rely on her. Like, she wants to be a social butterfly. She wants to be having the best time on her hen. So obviously I don't expect her to give me any time on her hen. Like, maybe here and there, but really not a lot. She's seeing people that she has not seen in so long. I am not priority. So I'm like, wow, you are going to need to turn up and you are going to need to make friends and you are going to need to be the vibe because you love this woman so much. So I pulled my socks up and I did it. And I went to Liverpool and guess what? I had the best time. I didn't stop laughing basically the entire weekend up until we had to go home and then I was crying. And not only did I make a friend, I made a new best friend, which in your 30s is almost unheard of. But my sister-in-law-to-be, she knows me well. And she said, when I was telling her, basically I was straight up with her, which I would advise if you are like me and Hendu scared the bejesus out of you. I was honest with her. I saw her the day that she sent me the text, like the group chat opened and she invited everyone. And I said to her, I am scared. I'm really scared. I don't want to like not be the vibes for you, but I am worried. I'm so introverted. I've really struggled friendship wise over the past couple of years. I feel like I have some trauma that I'm still holding onto about groups of girlfriends. So like, what do you think? Like, will I be okay? And she said to me, I have got you. I also have got you a friend that I really want to introduce you to. I think you will get on like a house on fire. Now, many people have said this to me in the past, and I get a little bit scared because in this job line, lots of people think it would be fun to be friends with you. It's actually very weird being friends with an influencer. However, said friend of my sister-in-law's, she basically should be an influencer herself. She is content queen. We both love bougie things. She's essentially an influencer without being an influencer. She influences me every day. I adore her. She is now one of my best friends. She's basically an unofficial bridesmaid for me. We were two peas in a little pod on this hen. Not only was she so much fun, she's great energy, she really brings the vibes. She was also the person keeping the room tidy, which I really appreciated. I mean, I am like a tornado, but I also, like, I'm not as bad as other girls. She was keeping the room tidy. She would put herself to bed at like 2 a.m. So she was going to bed before me. I loved her. I was like, you are my dream friend. She is iconic. So little did I know, I had nothing to worry about by going on this hen do. Despite all the odds, despite this hen do having literally everything that I thought that I would not enjoy, I had the best time. And I stand by it. There are still a lot of things in traditional hen do's that I don't enjoy. However, it opened my eyes to how much, like, if I had that much fun with someone else's friends, imagine how much fun I would have with my own friends. And imagine how much fun I would have if I did my dream hen, which is not a hen, it's a bachelorette trip. Imagine how much fun I could have if I did everything my way. Shocking. I don't know why, I'd never really considered it. I always just thought I would do a spa day. Don't get me wrong, I still love the idea of a spa day. However, I have changed a lot in the past 5 years and I do love just a little party, but I enjoy partying in my own personal way. And do you know what it made me realize is that if I really wanted to, I could orchestrate my perfect level of partying to chilling. Like, I want to be doing a Sudoku on a sunbed with my friend Nay in the morning, and then I want to be going and getting drunk late afternoon, smashing some great food, and then I want to be in bed at a reasonable time, ready to do it all again tomorrow. That is my dream way to have fun. So we came back off this wonderful Liverpool hen where I had had the best time ever. And for 2 months solidly, I think about my hen. I dream about it. I know Ryan's got the ring and my time is coming. And on that note, in today's episode of Is She Psychotic or Is She a Genius? I have a confession for you. I had my bachelorette planned before I was engaged. I planned it. I activated the group chat. I added everyone in. We narrowed down to a date, a week, a year in advance. Because that is the kind of woman that I am.
And my friend Alana actually said to me, she said, "Suze, what are you going to do if he doesn't propose?" And my response was, "Babe, we're going to have bigger things to worry about if he doesn't propose. Like my relationship ending. This girl's trip is not my concern. My concern will be that if he hasn't proposed by next summer, there is something wrong with our relationship, because he will have had the ring for a year and a half and ample opportunities to propose. So there would be a sign that something is very, very wrong. I am not concerned." So some of you might think that me giving people almost a year's notice was too much, but let me explain myself. So this is why I did it. Not just because it was fun to mentally distract myself from the anxiety of when on earth is he proposing. The reason why I actually decided this was an excellent idea, well, number one, it's a really good test as to how psycho can I be before I scare Ryan off. And the answer is very. He thought it was slightly weird, but he just laughed because it was just very, this is very me. And actually, most of the girls in the hen chat also really took this on the chin. And that is how you know that you have found your people. In actual fact, a lot of them thanked me because, and this brings me on to my second point as to why I thought this was an excellent idea. Some of my friends need advance notice because of holiday with their work. They work in the hospitals, they work in jobs that are like term time only or whatever. And it's very difficult to get holiday last minute or even within like 6 months notice. Like the earlier they apply for holiday, the better the chance they have of getting it. Also, the longer you have to save, the better. And I really didn't want someone to, if someone ducked out of this hen, it was because they didn't want to come on this trip. And I was so fine with that. I was like, please, no one come because you feel obliged. Like that is my own personal idea of hell, as we all know. I would hate for someone to make me feel obliged to come on their hen do. And I don't want the reason that they say no to be just because of money. So I am going to give you every chance to save, especially like one of my best friends was like, "Yes, I love you for this. Thank you so much." It gives people a chance to save, get the best deals on flights and hotels. And so the majority of the girls were very happy that I did this in advance. It also really allowed me to find time when everyone was free as well, because some of my closest friends just have really packed schedules. So it just allowed us to find a time in the year where everyone could do it, and everyone was happy with this 1 week. To some, I might sound like a bit of a freak, but literally all of this boils down to being a massive people pleaser. And if you think this is a lot, you should wait until we get onto my wedding, but that's for season three. Now, I can't lie, organizing a year in advance was also very beneficial to me because it gave me the longest time to organize this trip. And the reason why that was so important to me is because I am organizing this myself. Now, there are a couple of bits that have been delegated out to people, but that was never the plan. I just have friends that are too good to me, in all honesty. But I really wanted to organize the entire thing myself for quite a few reasons, one of which is the post-stag and hen company trauma. I really didn't want anyone organizing this for me and using one of these companies. I just felt like, especially for what I wanted, it was really going to set us up for disappointment. I am also, I will admit, a control freak. And I wanted to make sure I was across everything. I don't want any surprises. I hate surprises. And in terms of themes, I didn't want any themes that I had seen before. Like, I've set one of the themes and it's just so fun. Like, I've recently tweaked it, but only for myself, and no one knows what I've tweaked it to. And it doesn't affect what they're wearing, but I've changed what I'm wearing, and it's going to be iconic. And I'm just so enjoying the process. And I think that's so lovely. Like, it's something that I wouldn't have got if I didn't get to organize it myself. Also, my friends are really, really busy. And I, as the people pleaser that I am, I could not have dealt with the guilt. They're paying for a lot of it. They're not paying for me. Obviously, we're not doing that vibe. That's actually something that I was not keen on for my hen. So if they're paying to come on this trip, which is a big trip, I really wanted to do this for them. I really wanted them to almost be able to rock up on their own personal press trip. That is what I wanted for them. I really wanted to be able to do this for them. Like, my friends have given me so much over the years, like so much loyalty, time. They're so generous with me. I adore each and every one of them.
And I really wanted to be able to give back to them. Like, if I could have paid for this entire trip on my own and just whisked them all away, I absolutely would have, because I love them so much. I didn't want this to be for me. Like, they've done enough. We all saw the chaotic mess that I was when I was single in 2018. My friends have done enough. They have been there for me throughout, thick and thin. I wanted to do this for them. And we still have a few surprises up our sleeve of things that I want to do for them. For me, it was a little bit of a different one to your traditional hen, but that pretty much sums up every angle of this bachelorette trip.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I am doing a lot of things differently. In addition to changing it from the word hen, which I have used a lot more than I have liked throughout this podcast, I need to reframe it to bachelorette now that we are talking fully in depth about the bachelorette trip itself, because it is a trip. Let me tell you, it is a 4-day extravaganza and I am so excited about it. We have different themes. Some of them are, they look like your classic kind of theme, but they've had a little bit of a reframe or a rebrand, which I've loved doing. Like, the creative in me has enjoyed this so much. Even down to creating mood boards for it, I've loved it. And after my bachelorette is done, I will actually release all of the kind of like details of how I've built these mood boards and things like that and make them available to you guys if you are also doing your bachelorette trips or hen trips or whatever. So we have different themes to normal. One in particular I am so excited about. I cannot wait. I genuinely think it is going to be iconic. We also are going DIY on the travel and accommodation. So no middleman company, no travel agent. We are doing it ourselves. I actually also put it forward to the group. I was like, please, let's not club together. Like, I am not paying upfront for this on your behalf. Everyone just buddy up. Book your rooms, book your flights together. No one has to faff around collecting money from multiple people. It's also kind of awkward, like when this happens, sometimes people drop out, sometimes people just don't have the money to transfer back on time. And I have seen so many awkward situations arise from people paying for people up front, and it was just not something I wanted to do. Also, sometimes things happen and people just suddenly can't make it, but if you've gone ahead and just booked it for everyone, it can really end up costing the organizer or your bridesmaid or whatever, whoever is doing all of the organizing, it can end up costing you a lot of money. So I just kind of wanted to put it back on everyone. Everyone could pick their own airline. Everyone could pick, like, even down to the hotel, pick your own rooms. You can even choose not to stay at that exact hotel if you didn't want to. You could choose how long you came out for. So some people are flying out later, some people are flying back earlier. I gave the group a lot of freedom to come and go as they please. Like, the itinerary literally says at the bottom, like, you are not obliged to do any of these things. You can come and go as you please. I do not want you rocking up to activities that you do not want to do. I want to have everyone there feeling their best and wanting to be there. So I really don't mind in what way you attend this. I also have requested that we have zero embarrassing games, which I think disappointed some people, but I really didn't want anything too traditional. The only thing I have allowed is I have asked for a Mr. and Mrs. quiz because I just think they're really funny and really cute. And it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of nice. We also did a scavenger hunt when we were in Liverpool, and it was genuinely hysterical. Like, you can take part as little or as much as you want in these scavenger hunts, and that is the beauty of it. So if people are like, no, this is too much, I don't want to do it, they just don't win the game. It's fine, like, no biggie. But if you love being competitive, if you love having a task on a night out, my God, these scavenger hunts are so much fun, and you can go as rogue or as like chill as you like. And that's something that I really loved about it, because we could then tailor it to our group. There's nothing too feral on it, but it's gonna be good fun, and I really love that. And I put someone in charge of that that I just knew would understand the assignment. We are now at the point where I am going a bit delulu, and I think I've talked for about 100,000 years about bachelorette trips. So I'm going to finish up on a final note, which is a few of my stag and hen commandments. Not really commandments, just things that I have noticed that I want to flag and be like, what is up with this? Why are we doing this? This is weird. Let's reconsider. So, things to think about if you are having a hen do. First off, I feel like we should reconsider inviting absolutely everyone we know. It's a lot. It's very intense for people. The majority of people I know that have done this have regretted it. I think we should be carefully curating our guest list. And I have done this to the point where I have had to be very brave and just be like, actually, I'm not going to invite that person because they literally know no one and they're not a party person. This isn't their kind of thing. Like, I've just made the executive decision to keep it to a very, very tight-knit group of people. And so far, it's working beautifully. I personally feel like it's quite unfair to literally just invite mass amounts of people and just to expect them to all get on. It just doesn't always work. I mean, if it does, great for you, but I do think we can also normalize curating our guest list a little bit better. I think there's definitely pressure to invite absolutely everyone you know, and if you are feeling that pressure right now, don't do it. Don't do something just because you feel like you should. Like, this is Bachelorette Trip 101. Do not do things just because you feel like you should. Do not do things just because they are tradition. Do what you want to do on these trips. And I'm starting off by being cutthroat with my guest list. Also, let's please, please normalize your friends saying no if they don't want to come or can't afford to go. Like, especially the cannot afford. Make it clear from day one that it's fine to not come. Because what I see a lot of the time, and I mean a lot of the time, is people saying yes when they actually can't afford it and dropping out later down the line when the deposit has been paid on their behalf, and then the organizer, whoever they are, they're the ones losing out on the money. I feel like we just need to normalize from day one, like, please do not come if you don't want to, or equally, if the finances are not financing, it's absolutely fine. Now, I mentioned curating our guest list, but do you know what we also need to curate? Is the itinerary and the activities. Like, we need to be leaving enough time for the girlies to get glam, because the amount of itineraries I've seen where it's just jam-packed, there is no time to just get ready at a leisurely pace. Like, you do not want to be rushing. It's so much fun. Like, getting ready together with all of your friends is so much fun, and I think that sometimes gets massively overlooked in favor of sometimes some bizarre activities. So sometimes I think it's good to kind of step back, assess the itinerary, be like, do we need to do the lingerie making? Do we all want to do that? Is that fun for everyone? Yes, okay, let's put it in, but let's also put it in at this time so we have time after that to get glam before we go out for dinner. And then just like really think about whether everyone is going to want to do the activities, because these things end up being really expensive. And before you know it, you're like, wow, I'm paying 60 quid for some random ass activity. And then I'm also paying the bride's share of it as well. So now I'm paying 60 quid plus VAT to go and make a paper mache penis. What the hell? But you know what I mean? Sometimes the activities are so overpriced and it kind of just ends up being a bit like, oh, we've just packed too many things into the itinerary and they're actually all quite expensive as well. And before you know it, your itinerary is rammed and you are spending a phenomenal amount of money just on one weekend. Another thing we need to normalize on hens is going to bed early and the drinking culture. Like, let's just take it down a notch. The peer pressure, the drinking, the staying up all night for 2 days straight. No. Do you know what? I loved the Liverpool hen do that I went to, where it was just so fine to put yourself to bed at 2 a.m. Did I need earplugs? Yes. Could I manage?
Also yes. I don't want peer pressure to get to a certain level of drunk. I don't want peer pressure to continuously drink for 2 days straight. I don't want to be shamed for if I go to bed before 3 a.m. Let's not be pushy, people. And that brings me to my final note, which is let's not push traditions onto our brides if they do not want to indulge in them. Like, if your friend seriously says, leave the feather boas at the door, leave the learner plates outside, I do not want to see them, we need to listen. I think it's so unfair to pressure someone into having a traditional hen if they don't want to have one. Like, for me, if any of the girls pull a willy straw out, I will leave. I will go home. No, actually, I won't leave. It's my bachelorette. I will be booking them a flight home, and I will be calling a cab, and I will be bundling them into it, and I will be like, goodbye, and take your willy straws with you. And on that note, take your willy straws with you is where I'm going to be leaving this podcast episode. I really hope you guys have enjoyed this one. If you have any dilemmas about your bachelorettes that you would like me to answer, please send them in. You can send them into the @TSDQpodcast Instagram DMs. Please send them there. It makes it so much easier for me to filter through. If you have any other dilemmas, by the way, send them on in. Your agony aunt is here for you. By the way, when you were a kid, did anyone go to the agony aunt section of a newspaper? Like, all of those dilemmas. Oh my God, it was iconic. It was like the peak of my childhood. I just loved it. Like, who's found out their husband is sleeping with who? Oh my God. It was honestly the highlight of my weekend in the newspaper. Anyway, back to what I was saying. If you have any dilemmas that you want to send them in. But if they're hen related, my God, I would love to hear them. Even wedding related dilemmas, I'll take them. Just any dilemmas. Oh my God, just here for it. Dilemmas, scandals, send them in to me. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, share it with a friend, especially if they are fellow brides or hen goers and you feel like they need to hear this, send it on. If you're here because someone has sent this to you, hi, love you. Please join me back for more. Don't forget to subscribe if you want more episodes like this and give me a rating if you can. Leave me a little review. I love that. And I love you. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you've enjoyed this week's episode. Love you. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.